Hello and welcome to Toast. Thanks again for joining us, Ewan and Janna with you. The two-part podcast talking about the things we're munching down on personally and cheersing to right around the world. Gee, we're not usually here on a Wednesday. It's always Monday, weekly on a Monday, yep. But first week of doing the pod, so we thought, why not?
Yeah, and it's been such an awesome week already. Thank you so much to all the love and the contributions you've been making to the show. It's only week one and it's been coming in spades. We love it. And if you want to get involved at any time, you can absolutely do that just by heading to Toast the Pod. That's the username right there for Instagram, for TikTok. We're there. You'll find us.
Yeah. I walked into the studio today. I don't know if you noticed, but I had a bit of a limp on me. Did you notice my limp? My left leg kind of waddling behind the right one?
Yes, I did. And I'm frustrated because it was preventable. And I have been telling you it's preventable. And you haven't been listening to me. You thought you were Superman. And you've realised you're just a man and maybe not so super.
I didn't expect you to give me that kind of dig.
Yeah.
I appreciate it though.
I literally was by your side going, I can see this going down, and the ship went down, my friend.
Yeah, we are talking about this just a little bit later on, as well as the toast of the week happening at the last bit of this podcast, G.
Yes, and some might say it's the best bit because we're toasting to it.
And it's something big happening over in New Zealand.
Yes, and some might say it might be a little bit expensive too. It's the way we're going to travel around the world on a long-haul flight is about to change in the not-too-distant future, Yeezy.
All right, excited to get into it. G, for now, let's start with the things we're munching down on.
Yum, 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 yum. So, Ewan, we've been working in the radio landscape for a number of years now. Outside of radio, though, I've been working for a number of years in the youth empowerment space. And a couple of years ago, I set up a business called Hapow, an e-learning platform for teenagers. Mm-hmm. It's all to do with life skills. Mm-hmm. But I also have another website called JannaLucas.com. But it's been neglected. Not saying it's the site hasn't gone down or anything, but there's some links on different pages that needed to be updated.
When did you realise this problem?
When I got a notification from my developer, Sarah, saying some links aren't working.
Right.
So it took a prompting from her to go, oh, hang on a second. So anyway, I was on my Janna Lucas site and I went to my About page. And then I was confronted with something that I was like, oh, I forgot I did this.
What is it? What'd you do?
I don't know if you've done this before, Yuzi. Have you ever made a bucket list?
A bucket list.
Yeah, a bucket list.
I've got a couple things that I would like to, you know, potentially do here and there that I keep track of.
Yeah.
But I haven't written anything down because I feel like a bucket list you have like, is it like 10 items? Do you restrict it to a certain number or is it doesn't matter, does it?
You can have 100 items, you can have 10, you can have 3.
Right. But
yeah, it's not restrictive. My particular one on my website has, I think, 10. Yeah, it has 10.
So when you are confronted with your bucket list, because you would have done it a while ago.
Well, I think I wrote it in like 2018.
Yeah.
So it's been a few years.
Pre-COVID, when you saw it, how did you feel? Because when you forget what you wrote and your ambitions back then, you could be disappointed.
I mean, some of these, as I look at them now, I'm like, okay, these are partly doable, like, or I've started them, which is great. But there's a couple on there I'm like, I don't know how I'm even going to go about this.
Right. What's one you want to share?
Okay. Well, there's a couple. So entry number 5 is go on a mission trip.
That's nice.
But naturally with the pandemic, there was no way of doing that unless I did a virtual mission trip, which is not really
did
what
they
it's
do
for.
Those?
I don't know.
I'm sure someone did something like that.
Would have. But that was one of the things I've always wanted to do since I was much younger, actually.
Uh-huh.
So one day I will. I don't know if I'll go for a month, for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, which is probably the most out of the box for sure, is entry number 4, which is work with Oprah. Of course, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It's a bit different.
Look, I mean, that's what's fun about looking back at like bucket list items or things like that when you make them in the past, because there can be some real doozies that you said. Do you remember the mindset you had when you wrote down Oprah Winfrey? Like, why did you say that?
Yeah, because I think a couple of years before, a year before, I went with my mum to Sydney as part to watch Oprah at like Kudos Arena because she was on a big speaking tour around Australia. And I've loved Oprah since I was a little girl. My mum would watch the Oprah Winfrey Show, so it was always on the TV. And I love her story. I love her heart and what she's done. So I find her really inspirational. As someone in the media, like, I mean, obviously we're two different spaces.
But Toast is really slightly more important than the Oprah Winfrey Show. and her career.
But I really look up to her. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, Janna, I mean, a bucket list, the beauty about it is that it can range. It can be something simple. Like I remember one of mine is a lot to do with like travel would be, you know, to have a boat and to sail around Greece.
Nice. That is
Island hopping.
Not Kentucky or top deck, your own boat.
No, you got to own the boat.
So that's a part of the bucket list. So buy a boat. What are we talking, like a yacht that's worth like $500,000?
No, I don't know.
$1 million?
You don't know all the details. Like you don't know how you're going to meet Oprah Winfrey, but
it's
on
there.
That's true. You know what I mean?
Touché, my friend. That's very true.
We did put it out on the socials though, on Instagram, Toast the Pod. You can check it out. And we did get a couple of nice responses that did range. One did compliment the whole travel idea.
Yes. So this one is from one of our listeners, Shannon, and this is what she had to say.
Hey guys, one thing on my bucket list is to move overseas. Moving to London, and I'm looking forward to traveling around Europe and just seeing what the UK has in store for me.
Everyone's different.
I didn't think there was someone who would give us a reply that's more probably absurd than meeting and working with Oprah Winfrey.
I didn't think
there would be.
Really?
That was until Toast community member Sir Augie chimed in.
Hey guys, the most obscure thing on my bucket list is I want somebody with my last name to be on a Mars colony. I want my DNA to make it to outer space. That'd be the one.
Hang on.
I knew you were going to react like this.
So Sir Augie is wanting, just so I understand, like his great-grandchild, his great-great-grandchild who has these genes to go, or does he want to duplicate himself?
I had the exact same follow-up questions when I saw this on our Instagram page. Mm. Pretty much when he heard of SpaceX, the company, he was like, I want my genes to be cloned and for like a colony of people to have my genes.
Yes.
So he has like a group of people outer space.
I mean, it could happen. We don't know what the future holds. Unless he gives a pair of his actual denim jeans to someone who is going to go on SpaceX, and then we can guarantee
That's
his
good.
Jeans will travel
By
out of this world.
By technicality, he somehow would manage to pull that off. So when it comes to the spectrum of what we've got so far, we've got traveling, we've got a nice boat, we've got Oprah Winfrey, and then we've somehow managed to go
to Mars.
Space colony in Mars.
Yeah, Elon Musk, if you happen to listen to Toast, maybe just hit us up. We'd love to hear from you.
So, G, I've walked into the studios today a little bit worse for wear. I have decided to, we're here in Melbourne, by the way, to give some context, in Australia, and I've decided to run the City Marathon, the Melbourne Marathon, 42 kilometres, never done it before, and I've begun my training. And you, as the lovely person you are, you're concerned about me.
Yeah. A little bit concerned. I was concerned the moment you told me. Now, I am a big fan of you doing the Melbourne Marathon. It's very big here in Melbourne, actually. Yeah. A lot of people do it, thousands often.
Yeah.
But you went from 0 to 100, I thought. You were like, I'm committed to this. And then suddenly you got those runners on. You bought a top that I've never seen you even wear before. It looked like something a professional runner would wear. And you went out in the rain.
The stunts I do should not be replicated at home.
The stunts you do.
Unless you have an expert or a PT with you encouraging you. And
that's our little disclaimer. Little asterisk at the bottom of the episode.
Don't go running an extra 1 hour.
Walk gracefully.
<That's right. laughs> It was actually a raining day. The very first day I decided to do this. I'm doing it now once or twice a week under his tutelage. And and I remember when it started, because I wasn't going to do anything on that day. It was raining. It was a really not bad day in Melbourne. And Dan posted on Facebook a status of him having just run, and he said, no excuses. You know, don't let anything hold you back. And I felt inspired, G. Not just that, but he even sent me a voice memo just to give you an indication on the type of guy Dan is. Let's have a quick listen.
Ewan, this is it, mate. You've made the decision to run the marathon. Now it's time to follow through. Now, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to sit here and say it will be. There's going to be times where you want to give up. But if you keep doing those small things each and every day to progress you towards your goal, then you'll absolutely smash it.
He's lovely.
He's lovely, isn't he?
He's beautiful. You've been working with him for just about a year, right?
About a year now, yeah.
Congratulations on your almost 1 year anniversary.
Thank you. The thing I love about Coach Dan is that he has these really motivational things and he like tries to be really firm, but you can tell in his voice that he's just a really nice guy.
He is. You know? He sounds like a sweetie.
Yeah, so don't worry about
Hang
me,
on.
G.
A sweetie that makes you sweaty?
You know what? That's where we're going to leave that. Yeah. that's where we're going to end it.
The toast of the week.
It's been officially announced this month that in 2024, so next year, the way we travel with Air New Zealand will change forever on long-haul flights.
All right, so what's happening, G?
Well, for people like you and me, Yuzi, that travel economy, who want to live the lavish life but can't quite afford it at this stage, you can experience 4 hours of bliss sleeping in a sleep nest.
What's a sleep nest? It's hard to say.
It is. I have to really think about it.
Yeah.
So a sleep nest is a sleeping pod. Mm-hmm. There's actually not one, but 6 of them stacked on top of each other, 3 on each side. So imagine you're walking on a plane and you're moving to the end of the plane and then you see 3 beds on either side of you, like bunk beds, but not 2, 3.
On the plane?
On the plane. So there'll be 3 people sleeping on these bunk beds, 1, 2, and 3 on top of each other. So if you're on the bottom, you have 2 people above you. Does this make sense?
No, it does make sense. It's just like staggering to kind of process. So you're allowed to now, there's actual beds on flights.
These special beds, I mean, they are for first class passengers and maybe business class passengers, right, depending on the airline. But for people traveling, I think, from Auckland to Chicago and Auckland to New York City, so to New York, you can actually get the access to these pods. But you only get them for 4 hours and you have to pay. They haven't decided how much it will be, but it'll be around $400 to $600 on top of your airfare to get access to them.
Look, I think that's good and bad. Good because I think $400, you know, they're targeting economy passages. $400 isn't that much.
Well, compared to a first class ticket.
Like you're getting a bed. Like that's pretty good.
Yeah.
The only concern I'd have, well, there's actually a few concerns. One of the concerns I would have is when I am forced to go to sleep or I have a limited amount of time, I can't go to sleep. Do you ever like, if you have something really urgent the next day, like 4 a.m, right?
Yeah.
And you go to bed at like 11 o'clock and you're like, I need to go to sleep now.
Yes.
You can't go to sleep.
Because you know you have to get up.
Yeah.
So what if you're already asleep in your chair and the air hostess says, Ewan, you've paid for your AirPod. It's available for you. She has to wake you up. Would you be more upset to be woken up to then go to an AirPod, which you know now, oh my goodness, I've only got 4 hours in this thing. I better keep sleeping. There's a lot of pressure. You're absolutely right. And on top of that, you've got other people around you. What if you're sleeping with snorers? What if he's, because also, it also comes with, they're also lit, by the way, can I say too? You can turn off your lights, but people around you can have their lights on to read, you know?
A lot of concerns. Now, I do feel like the first people that would be worried about these concerns would be the airline. They would work it out.
Yes, you would think so. You would think so.
We put it out on our socials to Instagram, Toast the Pod, you can check it out and give us your thoughts. Jess, part of the Toast community, this is what she had to say and one of the concerns that she brought up.
Guys, my first thought was I hope there's rails on the bunk beds because I have this vision of like the overhead baggage doors opening and everything falling out, but that happening with an individual.
Wouldn't you hate that to happen? Like imagine if you're a roller as well.
What's a roller?
Like you roll in your sleep.
Oh, people that roll. Oh, that would be awkward. I can actually tell you, based on these images, there are no railing.
You're joking.
No, there's no railing.
Why is it there's turbulence?
Well, I just hope that they're not that high off the ground. Otherwise, it'd be a very sad fall as you're flying high.
Oh, gosh. It's not a good sign, is it?
No, it's not.
All right, well, gee, it is the toast of the week. So we do have to have some sort of positive spin. Do you reckon you're actually going to invest into one of these sky nests?
Absolutely.
You do it.
Because I also read that they provide you with a really plushy pillow. And as well as that, you get sheets and a blanket. So if they can tuck me in bed and they can say, good night now, might actually take it.
That's it, G, for episode 2 of Toast.
Done and dusted.
Done and dusted for a Wednesday edition. So let's not get confused here. This is only for this week. We are going back to Monday.
Yeah, unless, what if, and it has already been happening. Is this a weekly thing? Yes, it is.
It's a weekly thing.
That's right. But maybe one day we'll change it. But for now.
For now, it's just Mondays.
The best day, would you say Monday? Oh, I just said it was the best day of the week, but I don't know if Mondays are.
Well, you know what? It's a conversation for another day.
I think so. But the truth is that because you have toast in your life on a Monday, it just makes that a little bit more motivational. Don't you think?
Hashtag
Monday motivation.
I couldn't agree more. Gee, just before we call it quits for the episode,
yes.
A big shout out to everyone who's messaged and been a part of the Toast community on the Instagram page particularly. We're also on TikTok.
Toast the Pod.
Toast the Pod is where you can go to check us out.
Yep.
And thanks for all the voice memos as well. We love sharing them on the podcast and keep them coming. They're awesome.
Yeah, please do. And if you want to contribute to the conversation, you absolutely can. Keep them coming.
Take care. Have a good one.
Bye.